Barbados is keeping a close eye on what will happen with the global minimum corporate tax rate of 15%. Originally, it was to be introduced next year, but has now been pushed back to 2024. The president of BIBA, the Association for Global Business, Jamar Arthur Selman, says that only a small number of entities will be affected. But he also says that tax is not all to why such companies are attracted to Barbados.
Threshold is about 750 million euros. And there's not every company that is set up in Barbados that's a subsidiary of a global multinational group who would fall within that threshold will be caught. So it's a smaller portion of the businesses of the companies that do business in Barbados that will initially be caught. So therefore, you're not talking about every single entity that operates within the global business sector will be impacted by this. It will be a small portion. For that small portion that's impacted, you also have to look at again, what plans they will have. Why are they in Barbados in the first place? So some of them may say, well, let's be honest, and this is a key point for what we try to push within the global business sector. Tax is great. It's great to save money on taxes in terms of doing business in Barbados, but there's always a bit more for the types of entities that this will impact. They don't just come here for tax. They move entire business units to Barbados and they are hiring staff, and the benefits that they get from that, it's like a cost benefit analysis to them. So they get, when they convert currency, they're paying regular or high salaries from the Barbados perspective, but from their perspective, they're saving on the salaries that they're paying. They get a time zone that's close to them in terms of if the business unit is in Barbados, then they can reach Barbados on the same time zone that they are. And that works a lot for the U.S. East Coast. Yes, East Coast, a lot of provinces in Canada, and then certain countries in Europe would work around it. You also have, of course, what we always talk about, skilled labor, the support from globally known big four accounting firms, mid-sized accounting audit firms, law firms that have a global reputation, even though they're founded in Barbados. So they have everything they need to be comfortable doing business in Barbados is already here. So if that business unit is profitable already at 5.5% tax, and they're going to pay 15% anyway, and they're already saving benefits in all of the other areas that they were considering when they moved the business unit to Barbados, then chances are they're not going to do anything. They're not going to actually change or take the business away from Barbados, because there's other benefits tied to having set up in Barbados in the first place. So that when the rate does move to 15%, then guess what? They're going to pay 15% wherever they are. So if the other benefits work for them better than moving the business back to their home jurisdiction, they're going to stay. The other three areas I outlined were foreign investment, competitiveness, and reputation. So in terms of foreign investment, it may not be a likely harsh impact, even if we don't move our tax rate to 15%, because and another country does so. So the fear, there's really no fear about it, because we would not want to obviously miss out on revenue, but all of the points that I made before would be the same thing. If you're targeting foreign investment in a country, there's got to be something else that's going to draw you to Barbados, that if you can't run from the 15% anywhere in all of your jurisdictions, there's a reason why you're still doing business here. And as long as we are clear on having that attractiveness of Barbados as a jurisdiction, we don't have to worry about losing foreign investment on that basis.
President of BIBA, the Association for Global Business, Jamar Arthur Selman. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.